BFM 89.9, Darren Hanif with you tonight on The Pulse. Before the break, we paid tribute to Florence Schneider and we had Matt Armitage explaining and giving to us a sneak peek into his legacy. Do remember again that if you'd like to check it out, the podcast for the interview will be up real soon at www.bfm.my. Okay, Hanif, now we're going to be talking to Alistair Sean. Who's he? He's a local singer-songwriter from Kuching who's been making waves this past couple of years. He was picked up by Jin Hackman's label after Jin discovered one of his videos on social media.
Yep, and he also performed at last year's Good Vibes Festival, so it seems like things are slowly going his way. Of Neil Ting recently spoke to him to find out more about how he started writing music, performing them live, and also finding out more details about his latest single, Another Sad Song. Here's that conversation.
Started to the moment where we said, I love you.
Right now, joining me on the show, I have Alistair Sean, who just dropped his latest single called Another Sad Song. Hey, Alistair.
Hey, what's up? Hello, what's up?
What have you been up to, man?
Been doing assignments lately and Mobile Legends and been secretly writing songs as well.
Secretly?
Secretly, yeah.
Just now, we were just talking about making music on GarageBand on your phone. GarageBand on your phone. Is that your go-to method of like jotting down songs that you write?
It really depends. Like, for example, if I want to make a song that's very lo-fi, I would use GarageBand instead of using like Cubase, Ableton and all that. And it's quite easy to use as well.
Yeah, the built-in effects are actually quite fun to use as well.
Yeah, I think every month they will update every samples. Mm. So you can use the samples like for the drums. If you want to sound it more live, you can just use it. And it's free as well, so it's pretty good.
Shout out to GarageBand.
Yes.
So, do you start out as a guitarist first or a songwriter first?
I think a bit of both. Mostly to guitar. I usually just write like rhythms or riff, solo. Because I was in a metal band back in high school. So
I could tell from that guitar. Was that a Jackson or?
Yeah, it was a Jackson. So I formed a metal band and then like, I'm not the type of person who likes to be the front man because I prefer being like the back and write songs. So usually I just write songs and ask my vocalist to sing it. So that's pretty much it lah.
So what happened to that whole passion for metal? Did it die down or has it like never left you?
Oh, it never left me, of course. I think ever since because I'm originally from Kuching, so I went to KL like 5 years ago. When I went to Taylor's University, I was trying my best to find like people who listens to metal or play metal, which is really hard to find because like back then like people mostly jam to Maroon 5 lah, Ed Sheeran lah, the corny songs. So I kind of vibe in that genre somehow. And then I started singing in an open mic in my school, in the uni. And then it was actually, I didn't want to go sing for open mic because one of my friends who was also the president of the music club, she just put my name in it and then I have no choice. So I just go, okay. Because that was my first time singing, so I was really like nervous. And then I started singing. I was playing John Mayer and I forgot what. I think AJ Raphael, all these corny love songs. See how it goes. And then it turns out pretty well. So I'm like, oh, okay. All right.
Was that your first time ever performing live?
Yeah, that was my first time.
Because I read that your family has a pub in Kuching, but then you've never performed there before.
Oh, because that pub was quite recent. Like after, maybe it was 3 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. So usually when I go back to Kuching, like my mom would always like invite me to her pub and drink with her. She always say, oh, go on stage lah. Go sing. Okay.
So originals or covers?
Covers lah. Because the pub is like very, a lot of old citizens.
So you playing to the target market lah.
Target market lah. So we just play like Still Got the Blues, all that old song.
You've also been uploading songs on SoundCloud for some time now. And yeah. I also discovered there was a demo for your Kiss Me Darling before it became Kiss/Kill Me Darling.
Oh, I thought I deleted that one.
No man, it's still public, man.
Still there. Thank you for reminding me. It was actually my first time using GarageBand, so I wanted to try compose that song with my noob skills lah. That time, that's how it turned out to be. And then ever since I've learned more like in terms of recording, like how to master and mix, so I decided to like, okay, make a new one and make it more like upbeat and more overwhelming.
So do you usually play every single instrument for all your songs?
You mean like for your recording?
Yeah.
That one also depends. Like Sweet Baby Cakes and another sad song, the guitar parts and the vocal parts all me. But my like bass and the drums, my bandmates help me to record. And also, for example, if I want to make it like lo-fi, like blue, like a very easy song, that one I did everything myself. It really depends on the sound that I want. I want it to be. Yeah.
Are all your songs like based on true stories? Because another sad song sounds pretty sad, especially the album cover, lah, bro.
Yes, 100% true. Another sad song, it's actually like a personal track. I have a lot of personal tracks, actually. I just sometimes like when I listen like to it over and over again, I feel like, oh, it's quite catchy. I feel like I should release this song. So that's why I decided to like, okay, lah, just release lah.
The best way to heal is to, you know, get it off your chest and release it to the world sometimes.
Yeah. And also want like people, I don't know, just to feel that song in their own ways as well. So it's not just my story, it's also theirs.
Speaking of the cover art a bit, right, is there any link to your previous cover art? Because I don't know whether it's the same character. She looks like she has the same type of hair.
Yeah, there is. The cover art is like, it's like a comic strip. I kind of like the concept because me and my friend, I met in uni, he was pretty good at drawings, like comic, very like comic-like art. And then I wanted to like infuse that into my album. So that's why I asked him like, hey, you want to team up with me and like, you know, do a comic strip, then cover art. Then it's like, oh, okay, why not? So the first cover art we posted was the my first song, the Blue. Starting from there, then we were like, oh, let's just make like a comic strip or something. Yeah.
So we should look at the album art like a comic as your career progresses.
Yeah. To turn it into a comic book one day.
Or you can make it a bundle set to sell as merch.
Yes. We're thinking about that as well.
So how many songs would you need to release to complete the entire story?
Oof, I don't know. I think 20 songs, I guess.
You have been writing since you were at home, right? Secretly writing.
Secretly writing.
Can you tell me more about the whole slow prom song vibe that you're going for and whether we can expect more of that kind of vibe for your future songs?
I actually want to release an EP where it's just all about, it's a very, I wanted to like release a slow paced song, like the whole album, like a very prom setting, because I've been making a lot of like sendu songs lately, so I just want to compile everything and let it out into one album and then move on to maybe like a jolly Christmas song after that. So yeah, I just like, oh, file everything up together. Release, hopefully by end of this year.
So how many more of those kind of songs would you add before you consider it done and release the EP?
I would say about 6 to 7, because...
So almost ah.
Almost there, because like previous, like last year, we were recording a lot of, I think most of the songs are done. Just left with a bit of mixing and mastering. That's it. So it's just we just need to figure out like which time would be best to release all at once, or maybe just release an EP first and then the whole album itself. And then it can say that whole sendu compilation is done already lah.
Then you can move on to something more upbeat. Or maybe go back to your metal roots.
Yes, I was thinking about that as well. Slowly lah, slowly progressing.
That was Ofnil Thing speaking to local singer-songwriter Alastair Sean. His new single, Another Sad Song, is out right now. There's a music video for it too, which you can check out on YouTube or on IGTV.
Coming up, we're going to get into one of his tunes, but do remember that on the show soon, we're going to be talking about drive-thru concerts, we're going to be talking about Kurt Cobain's guitar, TikTok's changing music policy, and British musicians calling an industry shake-up.
For now, let's check out that tune by Alastair Sean. Here's Another Sad Song right here on The Pulse BFM 89.9.